Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning, London time, on Friday, the 20th of March. We've reached a new level of investment by armchair generals. Vague comments from Israeli politicians about ending the war have caused risk markets to rally somewhat. This suggests that volatility in markets will persist. Simply wishing the war to end soon when there is, at least from the United States side, no clear idea about what the war's objectives are, allows for swings in interpretation about how near the US is to reaching its objectives. The goalposts for the states seem to not be so much moving as an abstract concept. Even if victory is unilaterally declared, markets then have to worry about whether a US withdrawal actually causes the economic warfare to come to an end. For there, Iran has a number of advantages it may not be willing to surrender. US retail gasoline prices rose again, and the main question is whether the average price will hit $4 a gallon this week. Yesterday's central bank decisions left rates unchanged, which was expected. The masterful inactivity of the European Central Bank remains intact, and it's hard to see the central bank doing anything at all this year. The Bank of England was something of a surprise, with a hawkish tilt in the analysis. Is this justified? It's not something I would have done, but as His Majesty has not yet seen fit to appoint me as governor of the bank, my views don't matter. The bank seems to be concerned about the oil price shock and the potential for second-round effects, but that may be overstating the risk and underestimating the changes in flexibility in the UK economy in recent years. Of course, by sounding hawkish, the bank causes bond yields to rise, which tightens financial conditions without the need for a policy rate change. Whether that is, in fact, the best way to head off an entirely hypothetical core inflation increase is debatable. Nonetheless, in considering what the bank is likely to do and not what they should do, the chances of rate cuts in the near term have obviously fallen. But with underlying inflation pressures subdued, they should still offer a cut before the end of this year. The UK's fiscal position in February showed the seasonal increase in borrowing, further increased by a shift in the timing of some debt interest payments. That's a pure calendar effect. However, tax receipts continue to be elevated, and they were revised up for January. This is of some global relevance. Self-assessed tax receipts in the UK rose over 16% compared to last year. There are several possible reasons for this, but the rise of the side hustle, which is not taxed through payroll because there is no payroll, may be one of the reasons. That implies a higher level of economic activity than conventional employment-based measures might suggest. And if it's happening in the UK, it may well be happening elsewhere. Pre-war price pressures in Germany remained negligible, with producer price inflation for February showing more deflation than had been expected. Albeit, almost no economists forecast this number, so expected is a somewhat misleading term. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.